All right. Right about this time every year, we catch up with our good pal, Suzanne Kuligowski. She is president and CEO of ARI of Connecticut. This organization, as we have told you in the past, works hard at enriching the lives of people with disabilities and their families by enabling them to achieve their fullest potential at home, at work, and in the community. And they have got an event coming up, as we mentioned, another chance to do good for a great cause, and we'll tell you why after we remind you that if you are a photographer, not a professional, you could be an amateur, a student, somebody who just loves taking pictures with your phone, or you're loaded up with all kinds of photographic equipment. The Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments is inviting residents, students, and visitors to help define the region's identity through a regional photo contest supporting the development of the Naugatuck Valley Regional Plan of Conservation and Development. The contest seeks photographs that capture the people, places, and experiences that define life in the Naugatuck Valley Planning Region. You can get full contest rules, submission guidelines, and required photo release forms. They're all available at NVCOGCT, that's NVCOGCT.gov/project/photo contest, or just go to nvcogct.gov and hit the button for their photo contest. All right. Good morning, Suzanne. Great to hear your voice again. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, John. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you making time for me and for ARI every year around this time. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, as we mentioned, it's a packed weekend of walks for good causes. The weekend of April 25th and 26th, and we would appreciate it if our listeners would get to know ARI and maybe come out and support the great work you're doing. Let's hear all about it.
Yes, so we have our walk, as you say, coming up April 26th. We start at 10 a.m. We have breakfast. We have our speeches, which are very, very limited. We keep it really short because we want to focus on the fun. The Stamford Police are there, the Stamford Fire Department. They have the Touch a Truck program. We have all kinds of fun events with tattoos and music. Our DJ is there. And, of course, we have our walk to benefit the individuals that are served by ARI. And we serve some lunch and wrap it up for the day. So we're it's 10 to 1, pretty much we're done in 3 hours.
The best part, I think, Suzanne, is the fact that folks who come out to the Walk for Independence on the 26th of April are going to be walking right beside the very people who their support is helping most.
Absolutely. The majority of the individuals that we support, as well as their family members, do come out for this event. So it's a great way to see directly the impact that ARI has on these individuals and their families.
Is there some project or initiative of ARI that this event is also going to help support? Any new happenings on the horizon for ARI?
Yeah, we have we're in the process of a renovation of our adult day program building, an interior renovation. We've had that space since the mid-1970s, and it is definitely time for some modernization and upgrades to the facility. So in the process, we're going to be adding new programs to really focus on work readiness skills. We're going to have a mock coffee shop there. We're going to do some hydroponic vegetable gardens and reaping the benefits of that project by eating all of what is grown there. Mm. We'll be adding a sensory room and enhancing the number of accessible bathrooms that we have. And we're going to be adding a sand therapy program, which we're super excited about. Through a very generous donation, we're able to offer this program for individuals to help them to be able to express themselves and work through some of the challenges that they're facing.
Hmm. Maybe some of the folks that come down to celebrate this 20th annual Walk for Independence on April 26th are not only going to be walking beside the folks that they're supporting, but they also may recognize some because you guys do a fantastic job assisting your 100 plus folks that you serve to get out into the workforce or into the regional volunteer force out into the community. So it's quite possible that a lot of folks who come down may have bumped into one of your ARI folks somewhere around.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always amazed at how many people in the community know the individuals we serve when we're out and about. They're, you know, people are constantly reaching out and saying, you know, hey, how you doing? And they're not talking to me. They're talking to the individuals because they're the ones that are out and about in the community.
Mm. So aside from the walk coming up on Sunday, April 26th at Cove Island Park in Stamford, there's also a lot of other exciting things to put on the calendar, including an upcoming golf tournament. My information here, you're not just having the 20th annual Walk for Independence, but it'll be the 30th annual Lotstein-Martin Golf Tournament. Have you guys settled on specifics for that yet?
Yes, the golf tournament is going to be on Thursday, June 18th. At Sterling Farms Golf Course in Stamford. And again, we start with lunch at 11 and throughout the day, obviously golf, and then have a dinner and raffle at the end of the day.
And folks can learn more, not just about the walk and the golf tournament, but also about the gala we're going to talk about by going to ARICT.org. That's the website to get more information on events and get link through to registration. And also, as far as the June golf tournament is concerned, plenty of lead time in the next couple of weeks to get in touch with the organization, I would suppose, to be a sponsor. Right, Suzanne?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. There are opportunities for sponsorship as well as for golfers and foursomes for that event.
How about donations for prizes and things like that?
Yes, we are collecting raffle prizes for the event, and we also have in that, we try and include the individuals that we serve in all of our events, even our fundraising events, because they have a blast participating. So we do have individuals that we serve who have been part of a golf program for many, many years who also participate in our golf tournament. So they'll be golfing alongside of all of the participants.
Great. So we've got the April 26th spring 20th annual Walk for Independence, the early summer 30th annual Lotstein-Martin Golf Tournament, and then something for fall as well. Your fall ball gala is already scheduled for October 23rd. What's the advanced information you can give us on that at this point?
Yeah, we are just getting started on the planning for that event. It will be at the Italian Center in Stamford on that Friday night, October 23rd. And that's another event where the majority of the individuals we serve participate and everybody just gets out and has a wonderful meal and does a lot of dancing and having a great time. And, of course, sponsorships are available for that event as well. Mm.
And then, of course, there's the excitement that happens, you know, on October 24th or 25th. That's when you start planning the 21st annual Walk for Independence.
That is true. It does take about a year to get it all planned out.
but you guys do a great job. That's the one thing. You're kind of a relatively small agency, but you are very effective at hitting some really important buttons to engage a lot of people to come in and learn about it, and then give them the added bonus of being able to interact with the very people that they're supporting. So we hope people will get to know ARI of Connecticut. ARICT.org is their website. Come on out to Cove Island Park in Stamford for their 20th annual Walk for Independence on April 26th. Their 30th annual Lotstein-Martin Golf Tournament coming up in June, and make plans to attend their fall ball gala on October 23rd. a very wonderful organization working on behalf of more than 100 individuals who are alternately abled and are also many of whom are out working or volunteering in the community. Can't wait to hear more from you the next time we talk, Suzanne, about the improvements that you're making there, thanks to the revenue we hope you'll generate through the kindness of the folks listening to our program this morning who come out to 1, 2, or 3 of your big 2027 events. In the meantime, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Thank you so much, John. Really appreciate your time.
Save big money on all of your outdoor projects at Menards. Create stunning patios and walkways with our huge in-stock selection of durable concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big money on our 16-inch brick base, cobblestone, or lake stone patio blocks on sale now. Plus, check out our flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.